Hi everybody, how are you? Today we have planned for you a meeting about literature. Here we have four experts in this field and they are going to have a discussion about two relevant Irish writers that lived at the end of 19th century, Oscar Wilde and James Joyce. The four experts are going to introduce to you the most famous works of the two writers, underlining the differences between them. Both of them are two of the major exponents of the literary modernism. It has its origins in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The modernist literary movement was driven by the conscious desire to overturn traditional modes of representation and express the new sensibilities of their time. Now I hand you over the first experts.
I'm Carola Siria and I'm going to talk about James Joyce and his work Ulysses. It has been called the most prominent landmark in modernist literature. A work where life's complexities are depicted with unprecedented and unequaled linguistic and stylistic virtuosity.
And what about you, Sophia?
So, I will talk about Oscar Wilde. He wrote only one novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. The work shows an astonishing grasp on the sanity of human nature and darkness that resides in everyone's soul. Indeed, the writer is particularly in tune with the darker side of things. Wilde also has a phenomenal ability to incorporate aspects of both fantasy and realism into his work. In fact, through a thoughtful imagery and realistic dialect, he successfully emerged to contradicting genres into a morbid one.
Well, unlike Wilde, Joyce illustrates an ordinary day in Leopold Bloom's life, the 16th of June in 1904, but like Wilde, he mixes real life and with fantasy. So he is captivated by reality. In addition, Joyce based the framework of his novel on the structure of one of the greatest and most influential works in world literature, the Homer's Odyssey. In Joyce's 20th century novel, the author also depicts life as a journey in imitation of Homer. Moreover, a device used by Joyce to talk about reality is the stream of consciousness technique. This careful structuring and experimental prose, full of puns, parodies and allusion, as well as its rich characterization and broad humor.
And Sophia, does Oscar Wilde do the same?
No, he doesn't. He is so determined to have perfection in his work. He vividly describes people and situations with many types of literary devices. His favorite one is paradox.
Oh, great! A lot of information. So, Antine and Aurora, why should people care about these two works?
Hi everybody, that's Antina. I bet everyone, especially teenagers, are asking, why should I care? Well, there is a fascinating thing about Ulysses. A lot of people think that it is a brilliant book, except for one thing, they can make it to the end. Nowadays, knowing the reputation the book has, you might feel like you absolutely have to like this book. In my opinion, there's no sense. When you get right down to it, Ulysses is a very difficult book. There are good reasons to dislike it, as there might be periods of frustration or boredom. So, we can say that there has always been a big disparity between the praise that people shower on Ulysses and the real experience of reading and trying to understand it. Despite all this, I think that it is a brilliant book, or maybe the best book ever written.
Really interesting. I agree with you, Antina. Now I'm really curious about what is going to say Aurora to us.
Hi, I'm Aurora De Corte. I totally agree with Antina, because I think a lot of people are asking why should they care. Well, if you only think about Botox, liposuction, silicone and nail plugs that lots of people use to hang on the fading youth and beauty. Or our society is so obsessed with youth that there is a multi-million dollar industry devoted to make us looking younger. Only because we live in a culture where youth is idolized and age is the enemy of the people. As we see in the picture of Dorian Gray, since in the 19th century, people have been fighting against age. So, humanity in general has had a hard time getting over the fact that all grow old and die. For this reason, this book, it's going to be always relevant until we'll discover the secret of real eternal youth. We always be interested in Dorian's guest for it.
Thank you, experts, for your time, and thank you all for the attention. See you tomorrow, same time, same place.